Anote Tong, the outgoing president of Kiribati, told a climate change conference in New Zealand yesterday that rising seas are making life in his country unsustainable and that his people will have to start leaving within 5 years. President Tong long said that any agreement in Paris would come too late for Kiribati, but never put the deadline so close. People are getting quite scared now, he said. Earlier at this same conference, President Tong proposed engineering solutions like floating islands and appealed to wealthy individuals like Bill Gates to pay for such projects. The UN's Green Climate Fund is tied up by bureaucracy, he said. It's no use. We don't even have accreditation to access the funding. Those who need it most are not getting the funding. 2 years ago, President Tong spent a little more than $8 million to buy about 8.5 square miles of land in Fiji, land he said offered food security as the low-lying gardens of Kiribati began to fail. A North Carolina geography student named James Ellsmore visited the plot last year and told Radio New Zealand it was ill-suited to agriculture, very remote, very swampy, and already populated by about 500 ethnic Solomon Islanders, the descendants of colonial slaves who'd been kidnapped to work on sugar plantations. In New Zealand this week, President Tong admitted that the principal value of the land was international publicity and to provide his people a sense of security. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.